Energumen. E-N-E-R-G-U-M-E-N. Energumen.
251 kids came to Washington this week with hopes of winning the 76th Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee. They stood, some nervous, some confident, as they spelled out the polysyllabic words that many of their parents probably hardly knew. Here are some excerpts from today's final rounds recorded in a Hyatt Hotel ballroom.
Anodyne. A-N-O-D-Y-N. E, anodyne?
Cratogen or cratogen? Cratogen? Cratogen.
Jesse, time to say the word and spell the word.
Unfortunately. Levsa. L-E-V-S-A.
Navercal. N-O-V-E-R-C-A-L. Navercal.
Kibbutznik. Can I have the language of origin, please?
Originally, it's from a combination of Yiddish and Polish and Russian.
Can you repeat the word, please?
Kipuka.
Kipuka? How the language of origin?
Hawaiian.
Are you sure that this word can be pronounced thyroid store, or you just don't see it in your dictionary?
The dictionary has only one pronunciation, thyristor.
Thyristor. T-H... Y-R-I-S-T-O-R.
But in the end, all the way in the 15th round, it was this word.
Pococuranti. Pococuranti is an adjective meaning not concerned, indifferent, nonchalant. Pococuranti.
Pococuranti. P-O-C-O-C-U-R-A-N-T-E, Pococuranti.
Here's the champion.
That was Cy Gunturi of Dallas. He's 13 in the 8th grade. And for his big win, he takes home an engraved trophy, an Encyclopedia Britannica set, and $12,000 in cash. And it's hard to stay Pococuranti about that.